Welcome to Daddy Versus Doctor. Here are your hosts, pediatrician Dr. Scott Cohen and comedian Sebastian Maniscalco.
What's up, everybody? Sebastian Maniscalco here with Dr. Scott Cohen. Another episode of Daddy Versus Doctor. We're jumping right into a little toy time here. It's a magic set, Deluxe by Melissa and Doug.
First of all, you know Melissa and Doug?
No.
Not personally, but you know the brand?
No.
They make great, great products for kids. So they're all very useful. They have great sets for all different ages. So when I see Melissa and Doug immediately, I think it's probably a really good product.
I didn't know that. Yeah.
I bet you Serafina's got some stuff.
Okay. So it's funny because I did hang out with David Blaine at a TV show we were at.
That guy's like a sorcerer, right?
I mean, the guy's on a different level.
Does he do the things he does?
I don't know.
Do you like magic?
I love magic.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily have the sleight of hand to perform it.
Uh-huh.
But when you get a magic trick right and look at somebody's face and they have especially a kid.
Yeah.
It's nothing like
it. Have you been to the Magic Castle?
No.
No? Oh,
never.
You should go.
Yeah, I've never been.
They do the sleight of hand. We went there once. This was like a decade ago. We were with friends, and you walk in and there's a little parlor waiting room. And the guy we were with, he thought everything, because we're at the Magic Castle, everything must be magic. So he's looking in this window and he's like, look at this window. It's amazing. You can't see through it. You can see yourself. It's just a mirror. Just looking at a mirror, but he just thought it was like a two-way. That's ridiculous. Anyways, all right, what do you got?
Based on what I'm seeing, this requires a lot of reading.
I know, but magic's right? So cool. Oh,
it's cool, but in order to get things off the ground, oh, wow.
Oh, you put you probably put these in there,
huh?
And then they fall out the bottom. Well, can we do something? Can you open?
Yeah, no. As soon as I find the directions of how it all works.
Because I think magic's so cool. Do you know any magic tricks?
Not off the top of my head. Okay. This is... See?
I'm trying to make the magic happen.
Like, you couldn't even figure it out. Like, if I gave you one item.
Right.
Oh, shit. Like, how do you think that works? Do a magic trick without reading the directions.
Yeah. Show you.
And tell me how that would work.
All right. I'm going to show you. All right. Would you agree there's nothing in this bag?
Yes.
All right. Like this. All right. So, hold on. Messed it up a little bit. Hold on. All right. Nothing in the bag, right?
No.
All right. So now we hocus pocus a little bit.
Look. There's a zipper. I see everything.
There it is. Magic.
I think with magic.
This is a great set, though. There's a lot of stuff in here.
Over here, on the back. Here.
All right. Pick one of the things, and let's do a magic trick.
What a headache, bro. It just gives you.
The magic is trying to figure out the magic?
You know, it disappeared. The directions.
Oh, no.
There's nothing in here.
What would be your word? You know, like abracadabra? What would you do?
Hold on. Oh, here we go. Instructions, magic. 10 easy to perform classic tricks. Right. Okay.
Pick one.
Bro, I'm telling you right now. Here, look at that. Look at that. And this is why I didn't go to school.
All right.
Oh, this is Spanish.
Okay. That's probably the issue. Hold the vanishing box.
Italian.
Where's the box? Where is the box? Is this the vanishing toy box? Yeah. All right. Hold the vanishing box with the artwork on top and the cutout facing the audience. Push the wand with scarf through one of the holes of the box. It will disappear as it passes through. All right. There we go. Okay. You watching?
Yep.
All right. Ready?
Pretty cool. Fucking cool, man. Let me see that. I'll show it to you.
Okay.
But I'm gonna do a little. You gotta when you do stuff like this, okay. You gotta make it a little theatrical.
Flare. You gotta have a flare. Okay. Woo! Okay. Roll up your sleeves a little bit. So I know there's nothing hiding.
Yeah.
Sorry, that's yours.
Get through the way. Thank you. All right, here we go. Ready? Yeah,
see it? Mm-hmm.
How does that happen?
Because there's a mirror. There's a mirror. You're just putting it through the back of it. Oh, my gosh. Okay. Disappearing ball. Hold the pyramid box in one hand and the foam ball in the other hand. Where's the foam ball? Oh, I got it. Foam ball. Slide the lid open clockwise. Part way. Drop the ball inside. Show the audience the ball in the box before you close the lid. Wave the wand. Wave one hand over the box. All right, here it is. There's the ball.
That's pretty good trick.
Where did it go?
So this based on it, I think this stuff works really well with kids.
I love it.
Obviously, I didn't know how that mirror thing worked. I just got warm with all this stuff. It's just a lot to take in.
I figured it out.
All right, go ahead.
Figured it out. Watch this. Watch this. Ready? Right? Three. You see it in there?
Yep.
Okay, watch this. It's broken. Hold on. Ah, there it is. It's gone. See, there's a little lever there.
What does that lever do?
Oh, turn it the other way, and then you can find them, find the little coins. So there's a separate bag in there. So what that does, it's supposed to do. There it is. See, there's another bag. See, there it is. And the lever's supposed to move it. See, when magic happens, I almost don't want to know it.
Yeah, it just...
Then it ruins it.
I feel so dumb. Like that I couldn't figure that out. Like, yeah. Like I had it. Like even when I was like, oh, what do you mean? You know, I'm like, oh, wow, it's another bank.
Yeah, I think I love it. 10 out of 10. 10 lollipops. Oh, maybe this is the box that came in is a trick.
I don't know. I had
you don't like it?
I like it. I give it an 8.
Really? I love it. Love it. Daddy versus doctor, where the doctor becomes the daddy becomes the doctor.
Okay.
So I'm going to pose you questions, find out what you would do, and then then I'll tell you how you're wrong. All right. Well, this is something that probably happens in your house. Your toddler trips and hits his head on the coffee table, immediately forming an egg-sized bump on the forehead. What you going to do?
Ice.
Ice.
Ice,
I like
compression.
It. That's it. Ice and compression.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some pain medicine, ibuprofen, decrease the swelling. You worried? You going to the hospital? What are you doing? Checking pupils? Everybody checks pupils. If you're checking pupils to see if they're dilated, we've missed the boat by then. We're way, way. That's bad. So everybody goes right to that. That's probably the last thing you have to worry about.
I don't do the hospital. I worry about concussion. Yeah. I worry about sleeping. Shortly after that, yeah. I think I would go in and check the child 2 hours, 3 hours into sleep.
Yeah. So parents don't ever want their child to go to sleep right after. And
is that a myth?
Worry about concussions. No, it's not a myth. It's actually what we do when we're worried about something intracranial in the brain. We do what's called neurocheck. So we go in and we check on the child every hour, every 2 hours. So it's actually very similar. In general, head trauma in kids is very common. Thankfully, it usually not serious. And your red flags are basically a couple things. Loss of consciousness, obviously. Vomiting. Now, a lot of kids will throw up right after the event because they're crying or they're really worked up. So you get sort of a freebie. If there's something really going on, what we're talking about is bleeding in the brain. So that pressure causes vomiting. The vomiting is going to continue. So it's vomiting or change in demeanor. And that can be really sleepy. But then again, a lot of kids fell because it was around nap time or bedtime. They're already tired. So we say, let them go to sleep normally after. If it's a nap, wake them up. If they're going longer than usual, go jostle them, make sure they're arousable. If it's bedtime, let them go to sleep. And maybe a couple hours later before you go to sleep, go wake them up. They don't have to get up and walk around. You just want to make sure they're arousable. And then in general, like bumps on the forehead tend not to bother me. The forehead's like one of the strongest bones in the body, but they grow. Remember the old cartoons where it would grow and they take the little hammer and pop it back in? And they'll change color, blue, green, yellow, last for days. So the forehead's not a problem. If it's on the side or the back, if it's soft and mushy, that would obviously be concerning. But hard bumps, especially the forehead, are less concerning. Loss of consciousness, vomiting, change in demeanor are the biggest things. And then most kids thankfully fall from a standing position. So it's not a forceful fall. It's not a long distance. Typically, it takes a fall from over 3 feet. So that's like, you know, you're falling off a changing table, you're falling off a table onto something or something with speed, right? You're on your bicycle, you're falling off that. So when kids are walking and sort of fall into something, that tends to be less concerning just because the mechanism is less concerning. But you're right. Ice, ibuprofen, watch them. See, Dr. Sebastian. Ooh, your child aspirates, inhales a small toy or coin, and they're choking severely, and they're unable to breathe.
Heimlich?
Yeah. I mean, this is a 911 if they're really choking.
If you're choking, how long you got left?
Actually, if you're choking, that's your body trying to get it up. Actually, you try to let them. It's when they're silent, that's when it's scary, because then you gotta get it out. So you want to try to do the Heimlich, or if they're a smaller baby, you put them on their arm, you lean them forward, and you back blow like this. Everybody should take a CPR and a choking class for all age groups as a parent. That's probably the most important thing.
Is choking, you're supposed to go in and try and wipe it out?
No, because you can actually push it further.
Oh, Jesus Christ, that's what I think CPR told us. Go in, see if you can get it out with your finger.
No.
Nope. Okay.
The swallowing of foreign objects, I think we've talked about this. There's really only two. So if you swallow, like kids say they ate something off the floor, and there's only two things that are worrisome. If they swallow it and they're not having problems breathing and it gets in their stomach, usually they're going to poop it out. What are the things you worry about as you fall asleep? What things do you have to go to the emergency room?
Magnets.
Magnets, yes, because multiple magnets can cause the intestine to twist.
Yeah.
And what's the other one?
Man, we going over this. Magnets.
A good test for you.
And
button batteries. Because they can dissolve. The acid dissolves them. So you have to go in and get those out. Anything else, pretty much. I mean, kids have swallowed quarters, half dollars, crazy. If it gets down, it gets down. And then we talked about the X-ray. On an X-ray, how do you tell if it's in the esophagus, right? The GI tube or the windpipe, the air pipe, trachea.
How do you tell?
Yeah. Like if I swallow a quarter, how do you know where it is on the X-ray? If it's in my neck, it shows up on the X-ray in my neck. How do you know which tube? Because they overlap, the esophagus and the trachea are on top of each other. So the esophagus is smooth muscle. So it will lay, when you look at the X-ray, you'll see the whole face of the coin. But the trachea is cartilaginous rings. So imagine you drop a coin there, it will line up. You only see it on edge. So that's how you know what tube it's in. See, it's cool. Cool stuff. Oh, your child cuts their falls, bites their tongue and their lip, and it's bleeding heavily. What do you do?
Compression.
Yeah. Try to get bleed. Does it need stitches? You look at the tongue is like yeah. there's a chunk out of it.
Yeah, well, that's a stitch job.
So rarely do you ever have to stitch the tongue.
Really?
or the lips or the gums. The mouth bleeds like crazy. So when kids fall, parents freak out, obviously, and rightfully so, because there's a ton of blood. So the first thing you do is calm the child and obviously try to stop the bleeding. If the bleeding stops, that's usually all you have to do. I mean, usually when you bite your lip, you know how you see like that big tooth mark gash in the bed of the lip? Sometimes they'll have like an indentation in the tongue. If the bleeding stops, it's actually going to heal fine. The times where it needs stitches, so if you bite your lip and the tooth comes through or it crosses the vermilion border, you know how like women lip line their lips, that border of the lip, if the laceration goes through there, you want to get it stitched because when it heals, the lip line will be uneven and it will be obvious. Or obviously if you can't stop the bleeding or if like obviously the tongue is lacerated where it's like hanging there. But rarely, I'm thinking in 20 years, the amount of time the inside of the mouth has to get stitched is very, very few and far between. And kids commonly fall and bite. You know, sometimes you'll see the tooth mark here, and then you'll see another one on the chin here. So sometimes that does, but.
Can I ask you something?
Yeah.
Caruso is talking like a baby, and I'm not happy with it.
Yeah. See, Tom, I don't understand you when you talk like a baby.
We do.
Yeah.
But he's picking it up at school.
Which I think is hard.
I want to switch schools.
You can't switch schools based on that. Think about this. Even though that would probably solve this initial, everywhere you go, every time you meet somebody, there's going to be something that you may not like. And it's what's more important is teach your child what behaviors are appropriate or not. Because if it's not now, it's going to be something else.
I know. What I want to get into is the meat and potatoes. By the way, I just saw this, and I'm so hungry.
I'm gonna eat it back.
And this looks delicious.
Oh, so good. So we're going to do, what's this called? Snack time. So I grew up, my thing growing up, what was your go-to when you got home? Mine were fruit roll-ups.
Like sweet?
No, just like as the come-home-from-school snack. That and Chef Boyardee ravioli. You used to microwave that stuff.
You know what I used to have?
These are so good.
Oh, wait. Are these gummies?
Yeah. Oh.
Mine was cereal, actually. I used to
knock
out a bowl of Golden Grahams when I used to come home. We didn't have a lot of this laying around.
Oh, this is so good.
Yeah. Oh, bro, it's got a
gush.
It's got a,
it's called a fruit gusher.
This is.
When you saw these, your mouth started watering before you put it in there.
I want to check.
What is that inside?
What's inside?
Toothpaste.
Fucking awful.
Yeah, I could go without that.
This is terrible, bro.
They're great. Fruit gushers.
What's the gush? What's the...
Yeah, I could go without the gush.
You go without the gush?
Yeah, I don't need the gush. I just like the gummies.
The gush makes the snack. It's delicious. Whatever they're putting in this stuff.
Yeah. Sure.
No wonder. People are dying. But
it's good.
This is a 10 out of 10 in my book.
Yeah. They're good. I go 8. I don't need to gush.
You know what I don't like about it? It caught your teeth. I like more of a gummy bear.
Fruit roll-ups. Apricot fruit roll-up. Love it.
This hit the spot, bro.
It's very good.
Do you eat two packs?
No, it's part of one.
Generally, you're the guy.
I've been so good. You know what I did September 1st? I told you, 5 things.
What?
To get myself back in shape. 5 things. I'm down 20 pounds.
From September?
Yeah. I was 191, and I just went to my doctor a week and a half ago, and 171.
Wow. What have you been doing?
Wanted to find 5 things that I could just keep up with. You know, I've done... It's not like I was in out of shape. I just wasn't doing a lot. And I was, you know, like you, played sports and trainer and stuff like that, but everything sort of gets boring after time. So five things individually, I don't think so impressive, but together it's made a difference. And the point wasn't to lose weight. It was really just to feel better and have more activity. And now I like wake up, I'm awake, everything. So I do 100 pushups, 100 sit-ups every day. Have not missed a day. If I get home at midnight, I do them. And I think about them now like my cup of coffee. And now I'm closer to 200 because they're easier. So that's one. I do no eating after 8, which is hard sometimes with work. So in weekends, but I do my best. Probably the biggest is this, no snacking. I haven't had a pretzel, a chip, really anything like that since September 1st. High protein, low carb. So not fully no carb because Aaron does, we do pasta for dinner and I want to eat with the family. But if I have the choice, I do more protein. And then my 3 days a week that I'm off, my Wednesday, my Saturday and Sunday, I bike 8 to 10 miles. That's my cardio. So those five things, I have not missed a day. I didn't miss a day on vacation. I have not missed a day of it. And it's been great. And my cholesterol is still high.
Well, it's very inspirational for our listeners to hear that the doctor has lost 20 pounds and committed himself to a healthy lifestyle since September 1st. I, on the other hand, am having an amazing time this holiday season eating like a sloth.
Perfect.
And come, I'm...
What's your date?
J1.
J1. Everybody says J1. Are you going to keep to it?
I have to because this is affecting my lifestyle in a way where I think the weight is adding to the sciatic pain.
Uh-huh. I think so.
I can't tell you what I'm doing, but I'm doing something.
Like a lipo?
Mm-mm. It has to do with health and wellness.
Okay.
I'm researching this.
Okay.
And...
You can't tell me because...
Can't tell you.
Okay. No, but it does. I think it makes you feel better. I think it doesn't matter what you do as long as you're consistent about doing it. Because I feel better than when I used to have a trainer a couple of days a week and I lifted more. Why do I need to lift heavy weights? Like my back goes out or things like that. Aaron says I snore. I don't know. I disagree with her. I don't snore anymore.
Lana says I snore.
I know. She goes, I don't snore anymore. And I sleep, I wake up with so much energy. I used to like toss and turn and like, I go to sleep. It's small, subtle things. I'm going to live forever. Question is how long to keep it up? It's been what? 4 months, 3 months.
What do you know, if any, about the drug rapamycin?
Yeah. So I only know what I read in Outlive. So I'm a big Peter Attia fan. I like his book Outlive. It got me thinking, this is where this all started about longevity. And again, his book's not prescriptive. Take this diet, take these things. Mm-hmm. It sort of talks about what causes us not to be healthy and die later in life and how we can prevent those things. Because the idea is not necessarily to live to 150, but to live our later years well, right?
Yeah.
If you can't move around because you're sciatica, it doesn't matter what age you're at. So he mentions this drug that is a very strong drug that isn't sort of like a popular drug that most people take. We use it for things like cancer and stuff like that. But there were some studies, I guess, that show that it can, if you take it periodically, the side effect profile is very low and it may decrease inflammation and do these other things. I don't know a lot about it. I only know what I read.
But it's not generally used in your line of work.
No, not at all.
Gotcha. No.
Why? How did that come up?
I was reading the book too. And I was like, oh, that's interesting. I wonder if you ever heard of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't think there's some magic pill out there that's, you know, because
if there was, right? Then that's why every fad diet and fad exercise technique is out there.
Yeah.
Because there's not one size fit all. But I think it's finding what works for you. It's something that you can keep up. Like these are things that are very simple things, don't take a lot of time, and in conjunction for me, work. But may not for somebody else.
Well, yeah, whatever works for you, bro.
You can do it with me? 100 pushups, 100 sit-ups every day. That's easy. You can do that.
I'm doing that.
Why?
I can't do a sit-up right now because it's excruciating pain down my right leg, and I have no biceps to do a push-up. Oh,
that's right. You have the. Can I guess the thing that you're getting? I know what you're getting.
What am I getting?
You're getting a sauna.
No, but I am going to get a sauna, and that I could talk to you about. I'm getting one of those.
I saw that after you mentioned that. I think that'd be fun. One of those big wooden ones?
Yeah. Well, there's another one that's all glass. I got to figure out where to put it. But that's not what I'm doing. More to come on that. Stay tuned, everybody out there.
With bated breath.
Yeah, I'm sure you guys are all like, oh my God, what is it? That's it for our show here, Daddy versus Doctor. We will be back again next week with another snack, another toy. It's just craziness over here. Craziness.
The opinions expressed in this program are not intended as professional medical advice, as a diagnosis, as a treatment protocol, or as a substitute for professional medical advice from your physician. Please consider your own medical history and consult with your own physician for your specific healthcare and/or medical needs and about your concerns for yourself and your family.